Actress Catherine McPhee blames woke voters for crime wave in Beverly Hills. By Paul Bois on August 8, 2022. Former American Idol star Catherine McPhee said that woke voters have helped to create the current crime wave embroiling Beverly Hills. In an Instagram story last week, McPhee lamented the sad state that Los Angeles has become in recent years as she shared a story about three men who beat up and mugged an elderly man of his phone, money, and watch. "This is literally my worry and thought every time I go out now. We need Rick Caruso," Kat wrote. "I blame every single woke voter. Seniors getting beat up in Beverly Hills while walking. Keep voting for this. What a sad state this city is in." McPhee then shared a text message from her friend, Sarah Mann, who advised, "Don't wear your Rolex." "No rings, no watches," McPhee replied to Sarah. "This is the real life text slash convos you have with fam and friends about living in LA now. We need Rick Caruso," she added. "What's this world coming to?" McPhee then shared a photo of herself holding both hands in the air to show her followers she no longer wears expensive jewelry in public. "No rings, watches or anything out in LA anymore," she wrote. The notoriously liberal rich elite of Los Angeles began shifting their tune on the issue of violent crime this past year after several violent confrontations in wealthy neighborhoods like Beverly Hills, leading to the rise of billionaire Rick Caruso. As Breitbart News reported, several celebrities have found themselves in near-violent or all-out violent altercations in recent months. In February, a man was arrested after targeting White Lotus and Baywatch star Alexandra Daddario's house with a loaded gun. The gunman went to the actress' home, where he stood outside, screaming. Also in February, fashion mogul, model, and tattoo icon Kat Von D's Los Angeles home was burglarized by an intruder who said he wanted to use the bathroom. Von D had also recently announced that she would be leaving California and moving to Indiana part-time due to the state's tyrannical government overreach. That same month, rapper Kodak Black was shot in the leg outside of an after-party hosted by singer Justin Bieber in Los Angeles. In November, television host and actor Terrence Jenkins, better known as Terrence J., narrowly escaped an armed follow-home robbery attempt in which a gunman shot at him. The crime wave comes as George Soros-backed prosecutor George Gascon faces a possible recall election due to his soft-on-crime policies, which forced him into rescinding the city's zero-bail policy that put criminals back on the street before trial. For her part, Catherine McPhee has taken an increasingly anti-woke stance in recent months, previously scolding Democrat-favorite Stacey Abrams for taking a photo maskless in front of masked-up children at a Georgia school. "What the actual hell? Politicians at their finest. Mask up the children and you yourself sit without a mask. The hypocrisy continues," McPhee wrote on her Instagram story. "I'm sure she will say. But I had my mask in my hand.